So we're planning two group classes with the new teacher. One I'm going to be teaching, he's going to be taking notes on. And I would like for you to, during that hour, keep in mind that there's a reason behind every decision. And I'm not saying like I'm the world's greatest teacher, I'm just saying that there's a reason behind. So whether the reason is good or like in the student's favor or not, hopefully it all is. There may be times where I'd like for you to write down ways that I reply or things that I do that stick out to you and put a potential reason why you think I did that. And then that's would be the discussion that would follow in the next training. Today we actually won't have time to talk. I'm going to teach, then you're going to teach, then I'm going to teach the final hour. And I'll explain why I did it that way. So we won't have time to do our normal follow-up thing today.
Okay.
But like, whatever notes you write down while you're observing, and I'm going to do the same thing when you're teaching, I'm going to be taking notes. The group class. So the other two, you're on your own.
Right.
And so just write down, you know, things that stuck out to you, why I did certain things, and why you think I did those. So let's jump into it. The first training is... the first class is a training. And I'm thinking, well, what do I want to train on? A training class is different from a teaching class, where I'm not delivering new information. So I wrote down the students' goals. There's four of them coming, three online, one in person. Under one student, this is, again, I'm not necessarily the best at this layering thing, planning. You know, maybe I'm poor at it, who knows? Because in this particular case, I saw under one student's goals, it said building a solo. And I happen to know that student hasn't done much on that yet. I also see soloing in the other three students' goals.
Mm-hmm.
Either implied or direct, but almost all of them it says soloing. So they can benefit from this. The only problem with me, I came up with this topic called building a solo.
Sure.
But the only problem, it's more like a teaching class than a training class. So then I have to ask myself, can I still pull this off where I'm mostly training and not teaching the whole time?
Mm.
And the answer is always yes. You can always have them play more and talk less. It's just a question of, you know, making sure you do it. So I have a module already in the I don't have a name for this thing yet.
The database. Sure.
Like the vault, you know, the,
yeah.
the and then it says pentatonic, it's under pentatonics and soloing, it's called building a solo. It's got a PDF from Jamie Ebersole, and I've been using it for years. I've done it many times. It's one of my favorite lessons to teach. And it's got all these audio in it, all the way from 30 minutes to 40 minutes. To 4 minutes. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, like 5 different teaching audio plus these three where I just play. I wanted to see if I could build a solo over 5 minutes, build a solo over 10 minutes in the rock genre, and then build a solo over 5 minutes in the jazz genre.
Okay.
If anyone wants to even listen to all that. So, but... it is more of a teaching class, so I'm taking a risk. These guys don't care what type of class it is.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to say, hey, you taught a lot this hour, but it's supposed to be a training class. But I know it's a training class, so I'm going to back off how much I teach. I'm going to let them look at the list. And, like, I'm only going to reference this document. I'm not going to go through every thing, which we do sometimes. I've done it before. You go through every single... thing that's on the list here, and they practice it, and everything. And you know, it's really, I'm getting really involved. Whereas training is, I'm going to just show them the list, tell them the overall principle, and training also has more leeway. Like, they're going to pick their own song to solo on, right?
Oh, they're going to pick their own tune and go.
Well, we'll see, because I'd like for them to get the clock, and then. You know, manage building a solo, like having a peak, you know, like over, let's say, yeah, that's what I'm going to do first. We'll set the clock for like 3 minutes and they're going to build up, you know, up to like, let's say the 2 minute to 2 minute 30 mark and then bring it down the last 30 seconds. How they bring it up and bring it down is what the topic of the class is. And then maybe at the end we'll have something that everyone can play on, like a blues. And we'll have a maybe even this whole second half, we'll see how it goes. We'll pick a blues, like everyone can play on it. And then one person's going to lead. And everyone else has to follow their dynamic contour. So, like, they're not looking at a clock, but they have to listen to the other musician and follow their peak, their curve.
Yeah, so, like, supporting rhythm has to go with whoever is playing melodically, like...
No, they're all going to solo at the same time.
Oh, just,
and they're literally okay. Going to, like, mimic the guy's curve.
Okay, so, like, wall of sound.
That might be too... Well, you know, they're only going to hear the leader and themselves.
Oh, because mostly on Zoom.
Yeah, mostly on Zoom.
Sure.
So,
That's cool.
So there's that. All right, so that's that. It's some... Seems like a little ambitious, and there's perils... Like, it's a teaching class, not a training class. And how is everyone going to play together towards the end? I don't know, but it's... I've done this before, and I'm up for taking the risk. It doesn't seem like a big risk.
Question. Yep. Have any or all or none of the students seen, like, this document before and got over the...
I don't think they have. And even if they have, it's good review. That it has happened before that people have seen stuff. Like, Hillary's been here 6 years, but...
Sure.
But I don't think any of them have seen this.
So I wonder, do you think, like, you're not expecting them to, like, take any of all of that and, like, go right away into being able to blow with that in mind?
No. Or they're going to pick one or two. That's what training class is more like. They're picking their own content to solo over, and they're going to pick one or two.
Sure.
That's it.
So
they may get more out of that thing.
They don't have to wrestle with it, and they don't have to... Okay, that,
right.
That makes
sense. Yeah, I didn't explain that part out loud, but that's what I was thinking. They're just going to pick one or two.
Cool.
You know,
because that was my thought. Is like the most daunting thing would be like, oh, I gotta be able to play with alternating directions. And this is the first time thinking about it. Now it's my turn to solo. But they just get to pick one and kind of train with it, and then go off and use it in a solo.
Yeah, but cool. even in teaching classes, I might go through the entire list in 1 hour, and there's you certainly don't have to become good at each. So you just
getting
familiar.
Yeah, totally. So
there's that. A lot of times I just teach like to invitation. Like I don't know, it's weird. Like I'll just everything is. I don't necessarily teach that they would master everything. I teach so that they be exposed to lots of things and pursue what motivates them.
Sure.
It's a different philosophy than you must master this little thing. Because the student can't see the big picture why, even if you explain to them why you need this little thing. If the little thing is not that enjoyable, then it's not going to be that enjoyable for them. They're not going to be like, well, I know I need this thing, so I'll just do it and then I'll get to bigger and better stuff.
Right.
I'd rather just introduce them to lots of different stuff, and then one or two things is bound to motivate them and get them excited.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
All we need.
No, I agree. It's not the Suzuki method. You know, it's not the classical method. It's different.
Yeah, good. Thank you. All right, so we're going to move on to the next class.